Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from my heart straight to yours on Words of New Hope.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Senior Pastor John Tilton. Have you ever felt as if God seems a million miles away? Your prayers seem to bounce off the ceiling right back to you, and it feels like no one is listening to your cries for help. As for God taking your calls, you're almost certain He has His phone on mute. Perhaps you're even feeling like that right now. If so, Pastor John has a message just for you. Here he is with a message entitled, If My People Pray.
In Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14, the word says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, which is our sins, then I will hear from heaven. Oh, to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that when you pray, to know that you know that when you pray, God doesn't just hear certain things, God doesn't just hear some things, but that God hears everything. But here's what we're going to talk about today, about how God is so faithful to reply and how that transpires. You know why? Because when God replies, you will know the possibilities. You will know the priorities. You will know purpose. You will know what He has for you in your life, working in you and through you, because it happens through prayer. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So I'm going to talk about your prayer life. We're going to talk about your prayer life today. But in order to see God working in you and through you, you have to do your part. You have to pray. I got to tell you a story. A story about a local guy during COVID, right? COVID happens. He loses his job. He's laid off. Can't pay the mortgage. About to lose his home. Doesn't have money. He believes in God, so he starts praying. Heavenly Father, I need your help. I am in dire need, Lord. I pray that you will help me find a job, Lord. I believe in it. So he prays week after week after week, and nothing happens. He says, Lord, I need your help. He prays month after month after month. Nothing happens. Lord, I really need your help. He prays into the next year. Nothing happens. Finally, it's all few with God. He goes, Heavenly Father, I don't know what's going on, but you got to help me here, Lord. I've been praying for weeks, for months, for over a year. I need your help. Just then, he hears thunder, and the skies light up, and he hears a big voice that says, I've been waiting for you to get off the couch, turn off the TV, and apply for a job. But what's my point? You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to have a prayer life. You can't expect God to work through you and to answer your prayers if you don't have a prayer life. So, my question is, why should we pray? Why do we pray? Why should we pray? It's a great theological question. Why do we pray? You want the answer? Because God said, right? God said that we should pray. But here's what it is. Today, I believe that God's going to speak to your heart that not only will we find out why we pray, but we find out that God speaks to you, God answers you, and in His faithfulness, He will move in your life. In Luke 11:9, the word says, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. I want you to fill in your first point there. First point, that prayer is to ask, seek, and knock. Go ahead, fill that in. Prayer is to ask, seek, and knock. Now, I want to tell you that basically here it is. This is from my perspective as a pastor. Prayer is not complicated. Prayer is basically talking to God and giving Him your heart. And here it is. Listen carefully. Prayer is not talking to God. Prayer is talking with God. There's a difference. When you talk to God, it's a monologue. It's like, God, here's what I need. And oftentimes, you're praying because you want what your answer is. You want your answer from God. But prayer is actually talking with God. It's a dialogue. It's where you ask and you pray to the Lord, whatever it may be, praise, prayer requests, and you're waiting for God to respond. And when He responds, that is the Holy Spirit. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Yes. So prayer is talking with God, And prayer is talking and expectancy, having an expectancy for God to talk back and reply. Now, how many of you believe that the devil doesn't want you to pray? Anybody? The devil doesn't want you to pray because he knows that when you don't pray, that is you distancing yourself from God. And he's very subtle. I want us all to read this together. They're going to put this up, okay? All together. Ready? Go. The devil knows he cannot stop God from answering prayer. So he works hard to keep prayers from being prayed in the first place. And he does that, but many of us don't realize how subtle the devil is. He is so subtle. And sometimes we don't realize that there's ways that he does it. You know how? The first word is busyness. Not business, but busyness. How many of you can say, yep, I got up in the morning and I got to do the dish, I got to feed the kids and I got to get them ready and I got to get myself ready and I got to do this and that and all the schedules and texts are coming and we get busy. And it keeps us from our time with God. Or it is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. That you get caught up again in everything that you're doing and you just realize, okay, I'm going to pray later, but you don't end up praying. The third is distraction. The enemy will get us distracted from prayer because of all the things that are consuming our mind. And you know what happens? We try to take care of it ourselves. Okay, I'm going to take care. Oh, I got to do this. But what God calls us to do in his word, the first thing is what? To go to the Lord. To go to the Lord in prayer. In Ephesians 6:10, 3:11, the word says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God to protect us, that you may be able to, here it is, stand against the schemes of the devil. Oh, the devil does have schemes. You know, oftentimes, besides being busy and distracted and caught up in everything, sometimes we only go to the Lord when we are in need, right? Think about it, right? You go about life, you're thinking about doing everything you need to do, but when something goes wrong or something is really in need, what do you do? You have fervent prayers. Heavenly Father, help me, right? Right. And it's in those times where I believe that we really have to press in to the Lord. Because recently, a mom had shared that, hey, you know, she's close to me, and her child was sick for a long time and wasn't getting better. Child went to ER, and she said, you know, I've been praying for a long time, and she's not getting better. I don't know if, because my prayers sound the same words every day. Is that how I'm supposed to pray? I don't even know if I know how to pray because I feel like I'm praying a rote and routine prayer. Is God really hearing me? I want to tell you, yes, God hears you. There's a story of a woman. Her husband, very, very sick. He has a high temperature. Doctors say, hey, here's the prescriptions you got to get. And it was during COVID. So she's frantic. She goes down to the pharmacy. She buys all the medicine, and because she's in a rush, she runs out to the car, goes to open the car. She locks her keys in the car. Oh, now she's more frantic. Oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? Now, she wasn't a praying woman, okay? So she figures, okay, I'm not sure I know how to pray, but Heavenly Father, I need your help. Can you bring someone to help me? My husband's sick, and you know that, and my keys are locked in the car. I don't know how to get them out. Lord, I need your help. In 5 minutes, a motorcycle comes chugging up. And on the motorcycle is a big, burly guy with a Hell's Angel jacket and a skull rag around his head. And she says, can you help me? He says, oh, sure, lady, what's up? I locked my keys in the car. My husband is sick, and I don't know what to do. In 1 minute, he opens the door. Boom, car's open. Oh, she went, thank you, Lord. She grabs him. She's crying. She's saying, thank you so much, Lord, for bringing this nice man to help me. He hears her prayer, and he says, lady, I'm not a nice man. I just got out of prison yesterday for car theft. She looks at him. She says, oh. She prays again, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You are so good. You even sent a professional. Sometimes, Sometimes we only go to God when we are need and in trouble. Here's what I want to tell you. Here's the point. Your prayer life is a daily communing with God. In the morning, in the evening. Now, does it mean you got to pray all day? No. Share your day with the Lord. What does it mean? You're going to work? Lord, help me prepare for work. You go to work, you get a raise. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the raise. You get to work, someone else has a problem. Heavenly Father, help me with this situation. Help me work through this. See, God calls us. His word is so true that your prayer life is the key to what God's doing in you, through you, and for you. Let me say that again. Your prayer life is the key of what God is doing in you, through you, and for you. But you have to pray. So how do we pray? We're going to do this. God is very explicit in how we pray. I'm going to ask you all to stand. It's third service, and so I want to make sure that you get the blood flowing, okay? But God is very clear. It's called the Lord's Prayer. I want you to pray it all with me and with fervor. Here we go. Ready? Go. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You may be seated. Here's what I want to share with you. The Lord's Prayer, you've probably prayed it many, 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 many times. We sing the Lord's Prayer. But if you take a look at the Lord's Prayer and you unpack it, the Lord's Prayer is broken down into four parts that would really help you when you are praying to the Lord and you want to make the prayer a personal prayer. Use the four parts, but you add the words from your heart to talk story with God. The first is, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, what does it begin with? Adoration and praise. There's also thanksgiving. There's also supplication and provision. What is supplication? Supplication is making your needs humbly known to the Lord. And finally, there's confession and repentance. Think about it. The Lord's Prayer is broken on into those four areas. And I love how we can sometimes remember, okay, I'm going to talk story with God. I'm going to make it personal. So here are the four areas, but let me add my words. There's a cool acronym that can help you remember that. Everybody say ACTS. Say ACTS. ACTS is a cool acronym that parallels and aligns with the Lord's Prayer that you can remember about how to pray, and then you add the words led by the Holy Spirit. I want you to fill this in. A stands for adoration. Go ahead, fill that in. A stands for adoration, that you would give the Lord Jesus praise, that you would praise God and let him know who he is in and through you. C stands for confession, that we would confess and repent of our sins. T stands for thanksgiving, that you would, in a grateful heart, give the Lord thanks for all that he does in his provision, in his protection, and in your life. And finally, S stands for supplication, humbly presenting your prayer request to the Lord. And if you take a look at ACTS, that acronym we just shared, and all the four parts, all of your prayers, think about it, can fit right into that acronym. But remember, you need to add your words, so that is you personally talking story with Jesus. Now, the Lord wants us to pray, but here's a very key point. Point number two, he wants us to pray with persistence. Write that in. Pray with persistence. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the word says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And I'm going to tell you why. Here's a great parable, an example in Luke 18:1-7. Listen carefully. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, listen, Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Question. And together with me, the answer is no, no. The Lord is so faithful. Let me ask you this. Have you been waiting a long time on answered prayer? Have you been waiting for certain things in your life to see the hand of God and to see its faithfulness? I want to encourage you today to stay the course. Be perseverant and believe that God is going to answer you in your prayer time. I want to tell you about D.L. Moody. You might remember, you ever heard of the Moody Bible Institute? One of the largest faith-based institutions of faith-based education in America. D.L. Moody was a great pastor. He was a great minister, great teacher, but he was a founder of the Moody Bible Institute. And although he has led many, many people to Christ over the many years, he had this list, true story, of 100 people that he was praying for that would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He made a list of 100 different people. Upon his death, 96 of them had received the Lord. Praise God, 96. And so people wonder, well, okay, do your prayers die with you when you die? Well, true story, it was at his funeral where the 4 people that did not receive the Lord Jesus Christ were so moved that they accepted the Lord Jesus at his funeral. 100% A plus, right? That is the Lord. You see, because when you pray to the Lord, in his time, in his way, he is faithful. Not 90%, not 80%, not 70%, but 100% if you follow his ways. Because sometimes you say, Lord, this is what I want, but he may want you to go another road. Why? Because he has a life lesson for you. He may say no for now because he wants to equip you through a life lesson. But always, I believe that God is faithful if you will pray and stand on his words. And so not only does he want you to be persistent, but he wants you to pray in the Spirit. He wants you to pray in the Spirit. And don't let the word Spirit get you scared or just, well, okay, what does that mean? It's very simple. I want you to fill in point number 3, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. I'm going to unpack that for you right now. In Ephesians 6:18, the word says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, which is asking the Lord humbly for your needs. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication, asking for all the saints. Okay? So here, I'm going to tell you my thinking of praying in the Spirit. This is how I look at it. I use the acronym HAT, H-A-T. Okay? H stands for when I come before the Lord and I want to pray in the Spirit, it is just praying with my heart, giving my heart to the Lord in prayer. A stands for authentic, being real with the Lord. Lord, you know me, who I am. You know I'm a sinner. You know what I do. But Lord, I want to be real and authentic. And T stands for being transparent, that the Lord would read me and know me and know my thoughts, which is what the word says. Why? Because if I have prayed to the Lord with all my heart, and I pray with him with authenticity, and I pray with him with transparency, and I add these 2 things, that I believe, and that I have faith. You get it? Heart, authenticity, transparency, believing in the Lord and his faithfulness to answer me. You know what happens? I know in my life, I hear from the Lord, and I see his provision in things that I see happen, but they're not happenstance. In other words, I see answered prayer, but it's not just happenstance. Okay, it happened because we've been praying, and I'll just share this. I'll add this testimony that in the recent times, we're all going through tough times economically, right? And so does the church, because people don't have money. They're going to put their money into the gas tank or to buy food. And some have said, Pastor, do I fill up gas or do I buy food? But God has been so faithful. We as leadership have just said, Lord, can we pray for your provision for this church? Because this church loves you. And Lord, you've called us. And he has been so faithful. Can we thank the Lord for his faithfulness? Yes. And that's just a word that if you're going through a tough time, I know you're going paycheck to paycheck. I know that everything costs more. A six pack of egg whites, it used to be $6 or $7. Now the six pack of egg whites is what, $16? Oh my gosh. But know that the Lord is the Lord of provision. He is a faithful God. Amen. Praying in the Spirit. In Romans 8:26, the word says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. What does that mean? Well, first of all, if you are transparent, as I said, and authentic, and you reveal your weakness to the Lord, what does it say? The Lord helps us with your weakness. And if we do not know how to pray, what does the word say? That God would help us. But sometimes he will help us in your private prayer closet. You'll find yourself receiving from the Lord, and even what we say, speaking in tongues. And it is just your private prayer language about how God will speak to you. And your utterance is what the word is talking about here. I want to tell you about just the Lord's faithfulness and his Spirit. And especially, I love what he's doing in the lives of my grandchildren. As I want to share an illustration with you. So you all know that I have three grandchildren, right? Three grandchildren, but in our big house, we only have two bedrooms for three grandchildren. So they're sharing rooms. So we made on the living room, on downstairs in their part of the house, we extended and added two bedrooms. One's a nursery for the baby, and the other was a room for my grandson and my granddaughter. But they're getting older. So they can't be together. So we just switched it up, and we turned the nursery into a bedroom for my grandson, and of course, the two girls can share the other room. So we did a reveal. Now, I want to share this. Illustration takes us somewhere. I'm not just sharing about my grandchildren. So we do a reveal for my grandson. He has no idea that now he's going to have his own bedroom. Take a look at this.
What do you say to Mom?
Thank you, Mom.
And Dad. And Papa.
Oh!
Oh, my
God.
It's
not done yet, but we just moved in.
Oh, my God.
Are you happy?
Oh, my gosh.
She's not happy.
She was happy.
For my first time, I have my own room.
Now, I got to tell you, do you know why my 1.5-year-old granddaughter was crying and moaning and groaning? She's really smart. She realized she lost her room to her older brother. Oh, my gosh. But I got to tell you. Oh, so he has his room. And it's one day, as I said, the downstairs, their living room is adjacent to the two rooms, the girls' room and the boys' room. So one day, we're all in the living room, and see, my daughter and husband, Noni, our worship leader, made a rule that they cannot have the doors closed unless they're changing, because sometimes young ones on their phones behind closed doors, you know the rest. So their doors cannot be closed. So we're all in the living room, the whole family, and his door's closed. And so my daughter says, Justice, what are you doing in their room? And he says, oh, Mom, I'm praying. She goes, okay. So right after that, they get ready, they get in the van, and they're driving, and my daughter tells them, Justice, you know that you can pray anywhere and everywhere. You know that, right? And he says, oh, okay, Mom, but I read that Matthew 6:6 says, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. True story. Oh boy, did he shut down his mom. And then he said this, Mom, you're confusing me. But you know that you can pray anywhere and everywhere, right? But here's the point. In my 13-year-old grandson, who I just love all my grandchildren, that is his quiet place.
You have been listening to a message entitled, If My People Pray, by John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. Thank you for listening. Here at New Hope, we would love to partner with you in raising your children at our brand new preschool, Kulia Christian Academy at New Hope Oahu. Enrollment is now open for keiki ages 2 through 5, and to discover more information, you can simply visit kuliachristian.org. Now for Pastor John, this is Pastor Donovan Sabag reminding you that God hears your every prayer that you pray, and His answer to you will arrive in His perfect time. God bless you, and would you always remember that you are loved. Aloha.